You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse's P-Tech School at the Institute of Technology received a guest Monday that they hope will champion the program on a national level. WAER Scott Willis reports first daughter and presidential advisor Ivanka Trump praised the school, local colleges, and business partners for their roles in preparing the local workforce.
Ms. Trump hosted a roundtable discussion to learn more about how the specialized high school curriculum connects students to local companies through mentorships and job shadowing, which could lead to future jobs.
And sadly, there has not been enough of that in recent decades, and I think we're starting to see a rebirth in this regard and a realignment with the priorities of education to better meet the demands of the modern and increasingly digital economy, and P-Tech's a great example of that.
Ms. Trump says she's passionate about workforce development for both students and mid to late career workers who need reskilling in the face of automation. William DeJesus was one of three students invited to Monday's discussion and is among the first cohort of P-Tech graduates.
Without P-Tech, really, I don't know where I would be because it set me on a direct pathway. Coming into high school or middle school, I didn't know what I wanted to do in the future. So having the opportunity to either choose mechanical, technology, or electrical, it gave me that option that most kids don't have.
He already has 32 credits from Onondaga Community College and will be staying with the program this fall to finish his associate's degree in mechanical technology. Congressmember John Katko moderated the discussion and says he knows firsthand how programs like this can help students on the edge.
When I was a gang prosecutor, I saw so many kids in 8th and 9th grade who just said, "Oh, the heck with it," and dropped out. Some of those kids could be grabbed by programs like this, and it could have a life-changing effect on them, keeping them off the streets and giving them a job. And you heard one thing here today. All three of those kids are first-generation kids going to college.
The manufacturing sector perhaps stands to benefit the most from the pipeline of potential workers. Randy Wolken is president of the Manufacturers Association of Central New York and told Ms. Trump they're in a crisis because there aren't enough workers.
Without workers, we can't be competitive. What makes P-Tech different, and also the CTE programs that the city of Syracuse is focused on here, as well as Auburn and the other partners, is they do get businesses engaged. Yeah. Businesses need to be at the table. We need to be talking about the needs, and they are preparing students for these jobs.
As you'd expect, the discussion was cordial and full of praise and accolades. But principal of the ITC school, Donna Formica, made it clear the continued success of the program depends on local, state, and federal support.
Unfortunately, it does come down to dollars and cents. We can develop with our partners. We can develop the greatest pathways going, but it is going to require funding.
She says tuition, books, and transportation for 1 year of P-Tech cost about $150,000 for nearly 200 students. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.